An Autumn Walk in the Woods, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. From a Different Angle by Sade Oslo. It's shaping up to be a lovely weekend. The sun shines and we'll be together until Tuesday. I came on the morning flight and she picked me up at the airport. I suppose I'd hoped we'd stop by her flat, but it seems it's imperative to get going. She drives as I relax. I peek over at her suntanned thighs. The knee-length skirt rides up as she drives. While we drive, I think about how I'd prefer it if she didn't wear that skirt at all. At the same time, it does make the situation more alluring. The hem of the skirt tells me I have to wait a little longer, even though I want to stroke her from the knee and all the way up her thigh. We stop by Heddlestave Church. She gets out a big basket and a blanket from the boot. As she bends over to spread the blanket on the grass, I catch a glimpse of her panties. They're white and pretty translucent. They're cut low, so the fabric cuts across just where her buttocks curve into thighs. I can tell, through her panties, that she's been telling the truth. She spent her days off at the nudist beach. Her skin is just as tan beneath that thin fabric. I would have loved to put her down on that blanket to pull her panties off, but a bus full of German tourists made me rethink that. She's put together a wonderful lunch, of course. One container after the other reveals culinary delights. There's a Thai salad, homemade pita bread filled with Spanish ham, a tomato and olive pie, and fantastic ripe and sweet Norwegian strawberries. She's even brought a propane burner and a moka pot for espresso. I get a small kiss on the lips as she puts a glass of white wine in my hand. I manage to stroke one of her breasts quickly before she sits back down to eat. It's brutally obvious that she's already winding me up. Her legs are stretched out on the blanket, and they're spread so wide I can see beneath the thin black linen of her skirt. The wine makes me lightheaded. I can't imagine a combination more beautiful than black linen, tanned thighs, and a small glimpse of something white and transparent. After a good lunch and a nap, we head for the farm. She's told me about the place, but it's even better than I imagined. The family place, Newton, lies on a mountain shelf, an old farmstead from the 1700s. There's no doubt we'll have a good time here, in a rose-painted four-poster bed in a traditional log cabin. I put my hand under her top.